I appreciate y'all braving the weather. There's been a lot of people that have braved the weather before. And I want you to head to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And Paul, just next to the last chapter in this book, kind of summing up the dangers he has faced as a servant of Jesus Christ. I'll never forget, boy, talking about a rude awakening, my first experience in overseas work, Eastern Europe. Romania had just opened up from communism. Ceausescu was killed by a firing squad by his own countrymen. And we were headed into Moldova, and we went through 6 military checkpoints. First time I'd ever been on the business end of an AK-47. I thought, well, he's just taking me for a ride. And he looks over, he's driving this little Dacia car. He looks over and he says, Brother Michael, pray that we make it through the checkpoint. I said, what have you got me into? You know, and we're bribing our way through these military checkpoints. I mean, there's a tank in front of me. And the guard comes up there, and I'm saying, here, you want some American candy? I didn't have any cigarettes or anything, but I bribed my way through with chocolate and stuff. And I had a bunch of Hershey's and Milky Ways and Snickers, and I gave them all to him. And we made it to church. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24, he says, of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, saved 1. Thrice I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I've been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils by heathen, in perils in the city. And that means dangers. If you have a King James Bible, it says perils. In wilderness, and in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness and watchings often, in hunger, in fastings, in cold and nakedness. Thank the Lord we're not naked this morning. It says in cold. You see it there, in cold. So guess what? The most danger we're going to face is somebody slipping and falling. So I pray that that does not happen. But I'm saying, this is the most danger many of us face, is the weather. And so many times we take it for granted that, we have freedom to spread the gospel. I was looking, Miss Phyllis was sharing the wonderful treasures report that we have. God's given us the resources to do, and I pray that we don't let God down. I pray we don't let God's entrusting us to say, go reach Ashley County. Reach more people. I want you to have a building that's too small, a parking lot that's too full, where there's nowhere to park. There's too many people our first Sunday back in Awana, and we're, getting more kids than we have volunteers that they can handle normally. Now, we've had that before, and it always trickles down. Brother Jeff talked about back whenever it was first started and how that there were so many kids. What happens is, if there's too many people in a room, usually people stay home. I'll just share you some of my dreams. I hope that we have to expand our Family Life Center. I hope we have to build another auditorium. You say, well, I like this auditorium, but, eventually, there's only so many people going to sit this close together. I think those are good problems. But there's always going to be dangers. Anytime you try something for the Lord, there's going to be hurdles and hiccups and speed bumps and roadblocks. And you just have to say, I'm not going to quit. I love the Lord. I'm going to serve Him. And so I see the danger Paul's in. So he's cold. We're cold, but I'm thankful we have electricity this morning so far. And I'm thankful for God's blessings on our church. And the men shared this morning, even in our deacons meeting this morning, you know what all I heard? I heard nothing but Let's repair. Let's move forward. That was, I just conveyed to the rest of the church, that was the attitude of the men's meeting and the deacons' meeting. You know, we've got, we need clarity with starting a new position. We need clarity with our budget. We need, clarity means good communication. That's what it means. But all I've heard from that, since that discussion, is move forward. Well, that's good. That's good. There's been a lot of questions, been a lot of this, and we're wondering where this is going to happen. But folks, one thing that I'm a fan of is good, clear communication and a positive attitude. I'm a fan of those two things. Our positive attitude is based on the Lord. Our positive attitude is not what can Michael Reese do or what can you do, but what can the Lord do. And so, yes, we're going to have hiccups. We're going to have sleet. We're going to have rain. We're going to have this happen and that happen. And I'm going to ask everybody to stand. And here's what we're going to end with. Instead of an invitation, we're going to end with three prayers. And then, don't forget, after the prayers, no services tonight. We'll wait and see about Wednesday. Just call some of the deacons or call myself. And don't forget about the ladies back there. But let's second Sunday of the new year. Let's have this word of prayer. And then we may just have to eat the cakes and stay here. So, okay. Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to ask over here on this side, I'm going to have three prayers. Then we'll be dismissed. I'm going to have Brother Lee pray over here. Brother Robert, if you'd pray over here. And then Brother Ronnie, if you'll close us out. Brother Lee, would you go ahead?
need, Father, help us to be diligent, Father, not grow weary in our reaching out to those around us, Father. God, just help us to be workers. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to serve you, Father. Thank you for giving us the words, Father, as we depend on you, as we rely on you, Father, for giving us those words. Thank you in advance for giving us those words that we need, Father, for the witness that we can be for a lost and dying world. God, just be with those on the prayer list, Father, those who also lifted up prayers this morning, Father. You know each and every name, God. We just pray, Father, you're the great physician. For the Robert, who's being surgery. We just pray for that. Pray for guidance with the doctors. We pray, Father, that you would help to comfort the family, all of us. We just ask God if you would just have your hand on every situation. And Lord, again, just bring us home safely. Give us safe travel, Father. Be with those out traveling, the family that's coming home. And just pray for them, Father. Special prayer for them. Lord, just go with us now. Pray in Jesus' name.
Father, in your name, in this place, thank you for the church family, Lord. Just draw together, Lord, just lift those minds up to you.